Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, if you would, turn with me to James chapter 1. All right. I'm going to talk about basically the same thing Pastor Mark talked about Sunday, and that's being a doer of the Word. All right. I'm going to call it just acting on the Word. See, it's the hearing and doing of the Word that's going to bring results.
Right.
And not only results, but it'd be the results you're looking for, right?
Right.
I mean, it's not by, and see, this is the lifestyle. This is not something that's going to happen by accident.
That's right.
No, it's on purpose. Right. What are you doing? You're acting on the Word of God. You're acting on what you know. God's not asking you to do something that you don't know. It's about acting on what you do know. Because we're all in a different place. We all have our lanes we run in our race. So for you, you may get a revelation on something that someone else already knows. I mean, we're not at the same place. You understand? God will meet you where you're at. Here's the thing. When you act on the Word, God will come in and give you another step. And another step. It's a progressive type thing. As you continue to walk, God continues to give you light.
Amen?
Amen? So that is a lifestyle. It is not a random act. Well, I did some great things last year. No, we're talking about a present tense, active obedience. You're hearing and obeying. So in James chapter 1, verse 21, first of all, let me say this. James is really talking, if you read this out in this context, James is going to talk to you about two ways to be deceived. The first one is you hear and you don't do. The second one is found in verse 26, when a person doesn't bridle the tongue, you deceive yourself. So in this context, we see that James is talking about two ways you can be deceived. But tonight we're just going to talk about one, and that's hearing and obeying. Now, when I say hearing, you could put something in between the hearing and obeying. You're hearing with the remembering. I'm going to get into that a little bit deeper. You maybe haven't heard that. You don't want to forget what you heard. You can't do what you forget. So we're going to get into that a little deeper. Amen. So let's begin reading in verse 21. This is New King James, verse 21. And it says, Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, implanted word, which is able to save your souls. So we see here the very first thing. You got to hear. You can't do if you haven't heard. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the first step, and I know we're talking about the doing part, but hey, you got to hear it. You got to hear it. You got to have the knowledge of God in you, His will in you, the Word in you, in order to do. So the hearing part, verse 22. But, now here we go. So he talks about hearing, but now verse 22, he says, but, other words, a better way of saying this, the Young's translation says, and becoming. So it's the same flow from verse 31 to 21 to 22. In the Greek, it says, and. After you heard the word, and becoming doers of the word. So we don't want to stop at just hearing a good message, right? Pastor Mark's always giving us a good message, but we don't want to stop at just the hearing part. We got to become doers. It's very progressive. It's a you take your step, you run your lane, you do everything that God's telling you to do, you do it with excellence, everything you got with a fervency. Pastor Mark talked about it, with a fervency. This is not a time to get lazy. It's a time to get up and do. You hear and you do. Let's go ahead and read the rest of that. It says, verse 22, and it says, and become doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So what am I saying? So we hear the word. Why do we hear the word? To do. You remember Paul, I believe it was in Colossians, well, it was in a couple places. In Colossians 1:9, he talks about he's praying for the church, right? He said, he prayed that they be filled with the knowledge of God's will, in all wisdom and understanding, that they may walk. You're filled with the knowledge of God to do what? To walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing unto Him, fruitful in every good work. You're walking it all out. You're fruitful. But He's not done. Then He goes on to talk about increasing in the knowledge. He just talked about, hold on. He just said he asked God to fill him with the knowledge of God's will, but then he ends up saying increasing in the same knowledge. So what's he talking about? You keep the cycle going. Just because you got filled up one time, you don't stop there. You keep going. It's very progressive. You hear, you do, you hear, you do. That's our lifestyle. It's a continual lifestyle. Amen. Verse 22. Let's read that again. But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So, there is a danger of not doing. It's right here, right? There is a problem. There's a danger here. But who's doing the deceiving? Not God. Not the devil. You can point it to yourself. We're the ones. It's not your next door neighbor. There's a lot of things I would like to blame on other people, but you just got to look to yourself. You're the one. You got to check up on yourself, right? Now, I want to read that same thing, verse 22, out of the Amplified Bible, because I really like this. It says, be doers of the word, obey the message, not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves into deception. Now, get this. By reasoning, contrary to the truth. Reasoning, there it is. I'm telling you, that's big. I don't know how many times I've done this. I'm making a decision. My flesh wants to do a certain thing. But in my spirit, I kind of knew I really shouldn't do that, but I'll reason it out. I'll reason it out. And before you know it, I'm doing it. Then a couple weeks later, I'm going, that was the stupidest thing I ever did. I did it. By reasoning, your mind, the way you think, you can reason anything out and make it look, well, that's really a good deal. You go to the car lot. I can reason. I mean, I have to keep away from there because I can reason myself right into a truck. I need a new one.
Yes, you do.
You get in trouble. And I don't... If I'd come home with a new truck, Joanne would make me take it, probably make me take it back. If mama's not happy, no one's happy. A Amen. So it's a deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. Now, I'll be honest with you. Growing up, I had three boys, and the youngest one was a girl. But the three boys, Dad would give us a let me go up here. I'm getting an echo. The Lord would give us a chore. He would give us, Dad worked during the day, so in the evening, he would give us things to do the next day. Summertime, we were off, you know. We would listen like we were listening to him. Well, by the next morning, well, midday, we're not up early in the morning, but by 9 o'clock, you know what? We would forget the hard things, but we would remember the easy things. And we would do the easy things. Dad come home, he'll say, "Boys, that's not what I said to do. You did part of it, but you didn't do all of it. You need to clean the wax." Well, he didn't say wax. He used other adjectives that I cannot get into. We'll go with wax. "You need to clean the wax out of your ears. Because I did not tell you to just do that. I told you to do this, this, and then you do that." See, and the thing of it is, we didn't gain anything because we'll have to do it the next day. Dad ain't going to let that slip by. And I still have that same problem today. Joanne, give me a list of 3 or 4 things to do. I mean, not to do. Well, she does. There is a to-do list. That's the only thing. But she'll give me 2 or 3 things to get at the grocery store at Walmart. And I would say, and she would say, "Well, do I need to write that down for you?" And I would say, "Well, of course not. I know. I can remember those things. Because I'm always in a big hurry. If you know me, I'm very active. I got to go. I ain't going to write that down, Pastor Jerry. So time I get to Walmart, I slam that door and I'm walking, and I'm, and in my mind, I don't remember a thing she said. I do not remember. I usually can come up with one, you know, when I enter into the Walmart, I can remember one, and then it's blank. Then I go to default. Default is when you just go over by the donuts.
Yes, sir.
And really it's kind of a lustful thing because those are not good for you. So I like to look at them anyway, I'm serious. I do go there, but then I have to get the phone out and call. What was those other 3 things? See, I'm not a good listener. I have to admit, I'm really not, but I still got to pick them up. It'd been better off to write it down. This hasn't happened very often, but it did happen. I got a good revelation, good revy from the Lord. I made a good revelation. And I go, wow. And I didn't write it down. And time passed, and it's just a couple days. And I'm thinking, what was that? What was that? You would think the Lord would immediately just tell me. It did not happen. I had to wait another month or two. It might have been a good couple months until I heard Pastor Mark talk about it. I go, that's it. Now, you want to know what I did? I wrote it down. You got to write, you got to value. I learned the lesson. I have to value the Word of God. He tells me something. That's a revelation. That's for me. Yeah. That's for me to walk out. That's light. Right? Wow. I tell you what. You get anything from God, write it down. Because that is spiritual. That did not come from the natural man. That came from within, from the Holy Spirit for you. you could say like a, it's like a word in season. You may be studying something. You're going, man, what does this mean? You get a revelation of that, write it down. Amen. That's one of the best ways to remember. That's what we're going to get into, to remember. If you don't remember, you can't do. Verse 20, where are we at? 23. If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. Verse 24, for he observes himself and goes away and immediately forgets. And that word forget, if you look that up in the Greek, it means to put out of mind. So this guy's, okay, let's read on. And forgets, which means put out of mind, what kind of man he was. So the problem is he forgot. This is a problem. Because if you forget, you can't do. Saints, I'm going to tell you right now, to be a doer of the word, you will have to renew your mind. It's a continual thing. You got to put yourself in remembrance. Well, then the Psalms 103, 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Well, if it's possible, yeah, you can. You can. He said, don't forget his benefits, because you can. Jesus talked about the communion, the Lord's Supper. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Why? Because you can't forget all the benefits from the communion table. So we have to keep our memory on what he said, what we heard, continually hearing it. Continue. See, now we're talking about good ground. This is what produces good ground in your heart. You're hearing the word, hearing it, not just to be hearing it, but you're hearing it to get the results, to walk it out. You're practicing. Practice. Why do you practice? To get better. And we're going to read that too. The saints, as we practice the word, hearing and doing, we get better. And better, and better. We become very efficient. We should be very efficient at the word. Allow the word to work. Give the word time to work. We're practicing. We're practicing waiting on him. All these things come into play. It's doing the word. Right? You know, the whole thing, the whole goal really, well, that's a whole nother thing. I don't want to get into that. But it's about practicing and being a doer of the word. Amen. So, where are we at? Verse 24, he observes himself, goes away, and forgets. He puts out of mind out of what kind of man he was. Verse 24, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. So we don't want to be that forgetter. We have to keep ourselves in remembrance. Verse 25. Let's see. It says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty. Well, the perfect law of liberty is the word of God. Amen. It is the word. And here we go. Underline this. Keep a note on this. It says, and continues in it. In other words, continues in the word. Now get this. And is not a forgetful hearer. You understand? You get that? And is not a forgetful hearer. In other words, this guy is not putting it out of his mind. He's keeping it in his mind, his thinking, renewing of the mind. He's keeping that word. It's called meditation. See, Joshua 1:8, there we go. Joshua 1:8, when you talk the word, meditate the word day and night. Why would you do that? To observe to do. That's the whole reason. To observe to do. According to all that is written in it. So you're going to do all of it. Then you have success. Then you make your way prosperous and you have success. That came from the Word. The Word's making it happen for you. But you got to put it to work in your life. It's a lifestyle. We incorporate the Word. We talk the Word. We meditate in the Word. And guess what? It's a promise. Come on. It is a promise that you do this, you're going to be prosperous. You do this and you're going to have success. Doesn't it make sense to just do the Word? Does it make sense to make Him Lord and give Him first place? It makes a whole lot of sense to me. But you have to continue. We just read. Let's read that again. Actually, I'm going to read that in Amplify, the classic. It says, verse 25, "But he looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, and is faithful to it," get this, "perseveres to continue in the Word." You will have to persevere. See, this is a lot like the good ground that Jesus talked about. Persevering, you're holding fast, continuing. What are you doing? You're putting the Word of God in front of you. You're renewing the mind. I guarantee you, I say it again. If you cannot be a doer of the Word without the renewing of your mind. You got to continue in. You got to keep that Word in front of you at all times. To do what? To hear and to practice it. To hear and to practice. It's just over and over again. And if you mess up, just do it again. You just keep at it. You persevere. So what? You messed up. Big deal. Forget it. Move on. Persevere. Keep the Word in front of you. This is what separates the average Joe from the guy who's prospering. Kenneth Hagin used to say, this is where the rubber meets the road. It says, I'll read the rest of this. Perseveres in looking into it, being not a heedless listener who forgets, but get this, but an active doer who obeys. See, that's what Pastor Mark talked about Sunday. Having an active faith. In other words, like Pastor Mark said Sunday, you're fervent about it. What is it you want me to do, Lord? You got to be have a fervency about you. It's not the time to slack off. It's time to... We're going to talk about that a little later on, but it's just being bulldog about it and just doing it. Grabbing hold of the Word of God, persevering, no matter what circumstances you're looking at, you're persevering. That's the attitude you got. Let's go on. It says, he shall be blessed in an active doer who obeys. He shall be blessed in his doing, his life. Look at this. A life of obedience. And let me read this again in the New King James. But he who looks in the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, not a forgetful hearer. In other words, he remembers because why? He's continuing in it. A doer of the work, this one, are you this one? This man? We need to be this one. Who's this one? It's the one who doesn't forget. He's the one who does the Word. He's the one, he's enthused. He's got some fervency about him. He's persevering. See, this is not by accident. Well, how'd this happen? It happened because you worked the Word. It says, this one, we need to be this one, will be blessed in what he does. A blessing to be blessed. Listen. This one's going to be anointed. The anointing's going to be on him. The blessing will be on him. He's a doer. Do you really think God will let that go by? He sees you doing His word. You're going to be empowered. There is an empowerment. There is an anointing that come on you. You start doing the word, I guarantee you, there's an anointing to advance you, to push you forward in the things that God has called you to do. Amen. It's the anointing.
Amen.
Now, the minute I stop continuing, the minute I stop persevering, and I'd let these things go, revelation dries up. Why would the Lord give me more light when I'm not walking in what I have now? Everything, it's a domino type thing. It could be work for you or it could work against you. If we'll just be a doer of the word and remember His word. See, when I say remembering, a lot of times we'll remember parts of it, then that reasoning kicks in. Well, I really don't want to do that. The tithing thing, I don't know. This is not Golden Corral, folks. This is not pick and choose. Now, when I go on Golden Corral, I have to admit, I go straight to the meat. Joanne goes straight to the fruits and vegetables.
No.
Now, I have noticed when you go to the meat, and then you start talking to the chef, you know, what's up and what's going on? It's all basically guys. I don't know, 95% are guys there waiting around it. And we wait. Now, I don't like waiting at a stoplight, but I'll wait for a steak.
Yeah.
I just like smelling it. Yeah. And Joanne, she's over there picking, and I guess that's the reason why they live longer. I don't know. But we don't pick and choose. You know, this is the manual. We need all of it, don't we? It is a buffet, but we should be eating all of it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with us. Let's hurry up. Let's see. Let's go. Go with me to, I'm going to go to Luke. Luke 6. Luke 6. So we are to continue, persevere. You know, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, remember that in John 8, 31, 32. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, I guarantee you, to continue in his word again involves the renewing of the mind. You continue in my word, continue. Persevering, continue with the word in front of you, continue. Lifestyle. And indeed, you will be my disciples. And then he goes on to say, you shall know the truth. Well, know what? The truth. Truth's the word. And that truth will set you free. But that comes from continuing, that comes from doing. Are we doers in the house tonight? I believe we are. I believe everyone here are doers, and that's your heart's desire, is to do the will of God. That is my number one desire. When I meet Jesus face to face, we will do it, saints. You just might as well count on it or mark it down. You will face Him. You will come face to face with Him. And I want to be able to come to Him, not with my own righteousness, not with what I did. I just want to come Him face to face and say to Him, I did your will the best I could. I sought after you. I made a lifestyle of seeking your face. I just want, my heart's desire was always do your will.
Good.
And that's what I want to be when the rapture takes place. When that rapture takes place, I'm going to be doing his will. Because I'll see him face to face and I won't be ashamed.
Amen.
I'm not perfect. I have a lot of failures, but spiritually speaking, Naturally, there's always a lot of work. But spiritually, I want to be able to say, Lord, I spent my lifetime seeking after you. That's my heart's desire. Nothing, not things. You know, you get a little bit older in life, things are not that important anymore. It's stuff. And I got a lot of stuff in the garage. It's just stuff. Not taking it with you. It's stuff. Amen. Oh, yeah, okay. Luke 6:46. But it says, let's see. Luke 6:46, and I'm going to read out of the Amplified. It says, Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not practice what I tell you? So what is he saying? He's saying this. This is how I interpret it. What he's talking about is the issue is the will of the Father. It's doing His will. It's about practicing His will. That's what it's about. A doer of the Word is practicing the will of the Father. He goes on, let's see. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm off on a new King James. Verse 47, Amplified. For everyone who comes to me, now get this. This is a good definition of hearing, the Greek word hearing. Who comes to me and listens to my words. In other words, hearkening. In order. So why are we listening? Why? He says, in order to heed, to do their teaching. In other words, we hear in order to do, just like we've been saying. So you listen. Everyone who comes to me and listens to me, listen to my words in order to heed their teaching and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug and went down deep and laid a foundation upon the rock. I'm going to tell you, this takes effort. When we remember, hon, we built our first, well, she wouldn't remember this. When we built our first house, in Pikeville, in Pike County. Yes. Of course, my dad's a carpenter and a mason. So we had the guy with the dozer. He dug out the basement and all that stuff. And now we have to dig. We have to put in the footers. Dad's way. Pick and shovel. And I kid you not. Of course, we worked in the evenings. I would throw that pick down. And I'm not saying every time, but you would see some sparks from the rocks. It was that hard. We were already hitting bedrock. And I got down about 4 or 5 inches in my section. I said, this is my house, right? I said, Dad, we need to. Dad, wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't it be better just get the guy who dug out the basement? He's going to dig out the septic. Just get him to do the footers. He's got the backhoe, and he only lived a half mile away, just down the road. You hear this? Crickets. And when I ask Dad something and he doesn't answer back, you just go back because you got your answer. We're not doing it that way. I tell you what, when they dug out our septic tank, that guy took the backhoe. It's a pretty sized backhoe. Anyway, he took this backhoe to dig it out. He had to jam that the claw like this, and sparks were flying. And it's kind of funny because every time he hit it, he would jump up in his seat. You know, he would move. It took him a while just to dig that out for the septic. But the point is, it takes effort. It takes effort to do this. It takes effort to go down to the bedrock. It doesn't happen by accident. Well, how do we get there? It must be by accident. No, you worked it. You worked to get there. It says, I see, where am I at? I got to read all of the Amplified. He is like, verse 48, he is like a man building a house who dug and went down deep and laid a foundation upon the rock. Verse 48, the second part, it says, and when the flood arose and broke against the house, he couldn't, well, listen to this, it could not shake or move it because it was securely built or founded on a rock. The wise man's house, it couldn't even be shaken. Think of that. We're not talking about a little April shower. We're talking about a storm. We're talking about floods beating against the foundation. But the foundation stood and the house couldn't even be shaken. That's where we need to be. This man's a doer of the word. He's hearing. He's doing. He's remembering. He's not trying to reason anything out. Do I have to go this deep? Do I really have to go? He's doing it. He's, in other words, he's doing it by the code book. Right? Just like we got our code book. We got our book right here. We go by. This tells us, all right? Amen. I want to get down to verse 49. But the person who hears and does not put my words into practice, I like that, is like a man who built a house on ground without a foundation. And the river burst against the house and it collapsed immediately and was utterly destroyed. Now here's the question. Why in the world would this guy do that? Think about it. Why would you build a house without a foundation? He is trying to reason things out. He knows better. He heard the same thing. Come on. The wise man and the foolish man both heard the same thing, right? One does, one doesn't. This guy is totally deceived. He's foolish. What the Bible says, foolish is you're stupid. He's stupid. He has no foundation, but yet he builds the house. He is deceived. You would never do that. Deception, reasoning. Well, you know, I'll be all right. I go to church every now and then. I give an offering every Christmas. I'm in a tight spot, but hey, I got CDs. I got CDs in the trunk, the car. I'll be all right. No, you're being deceived. You're being deceived. You're not building a foundation. You're on sand. Honey, the storm's coming. And once that storm hits, it's going to be hard to start building. Things are going to be flying apart. And you ain't going to have time to start doing this and that. It's coming down. My dad, the guy, let me close with this. Oh, wow. Turn with me to John chapter 2. John chapter 2. My dad, the guy came up to my dad and he wanted my dad to build a pole barn. And this is about 1974 or so. And dad looked at his blueprint. And my dad's a carpenter, he's a mason. He's built houses and stuff. But he looked at the blueprint. He said, no, I'm not building that. And the guy said, why not? Because you're cutting corners. You're using 2x4s. And on top of that, you got them spaced too far apart for your span that you're wanting to do. They ain't working. You need to be using 2x6s. And I can't remember exactly what he told the guy, but he said, you need to be using 2x6s, and you're going to have to go on, I think, 16-inch centers. It could be maybe 2 foot. I don't know. And my dad refused to do it. No. So this guy had someone else to build it. And Dad told him, it won't hold. A good snow, a heavy snow, and it will not hold. This is back in 74. And you know what happened in 77, 78? The ice age hit. Yeah, there was an ice age. Whoa. 2 years, but it was an ice age. And that thing came tumbling down. Cutting corners. The guy was deceived. You know, Dad couldn't believe. He said, that guy, I can't remember exactly what Dad said. He probably used adjectives I can't say anyway. But my dad really mellowed out. I'm saying some things that he was pretty hard in his younger, early days, but he mellowed out, saved. I thank God for it. But anyway, you can't cut corners and expect things to work out. You're going to have to do it by the code book, right? I like Mary. Her famous word? Just do what he tells you to do. Andy telling Aunt B, just pay the man. Just pay the man, Aunt B. Or call the man or pay the man. Just call the man. Anyway, chapter 2. Where am I going to go? Jesus, let me just paraphrase this. Jesus is at a wedding. We know the story. He's at a wedding. And guess what? They're out of wine. They're having a celebration, out of wine. And Mary says, let me go to verse, what Mary says. Out of wine, I like this, verse 3. Out of wine, the mother of Jesus, they ran out of wine. The mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, what does that concern me? What does that have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. But I tell you, I give Mary kudos. It doesn't stop her. I mean, she's got inside information. You know, she's pondered a lot of things. Okay. So I like this. And here's what I want to try to get at. Verse 5. She said to her servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Now here it is. What is she doing? If you get anything, get this. What is she doing? She is preparing the hearts of the servants to receive what the engrafted, their implanted word. It's preparing the hearts of the servants. In other words, she's creating an atmosphere of expectancy, faith, expectancy, that whatever he says, jump on it. Whatever he says, don't be slack about it. Whatever he says, do. And you'll notice, if you read real close, not one time do they complain. Not one time do they reason. Not one time. Why do we have to do this? See, you know, like the first generation children coming out of Egypt, always complaining, always. But here, it's crickets. This house should be. This house should be. No complaining. Now, why do I have to do all that? Why do I have to do all 6 of those? We need wine, not more water. We need wine. Let's just fill up a little bit of each one. Let's just do a gallon each. Let's see what happens. No, they didn't do that, did they? Because Mary said, you do what he said, what he tells you to do. Not what you think, not what you're reasoning in your mind. You do what he tells you to do. See, what is it? This is a working miracle. You will have to follow the steps. If you... Listen, step 2 is not coming if you don't do first step. The first step is fill up the water pots. We're talking 180 gallon, I don't know. A lot. and you don't, they don't have a water hose. They're going to have to go bucket after bucket after bucket. Work. It's a working miracle. Saints, this happens today. So you do what He tells you to do. You do it. No questions. You just do it. Now here's the thing. Does it work? It works. They bring, and He says, in the next verse, fill up the water pots. There it is. Fill up the water pots, and He goes, and draw some out and take it to the master of the feast. So they did everything according to what He said. And then the master of the feast drinks. I got to hurry this up. He drinks, and He said, you saved the best to last. You saved the best wine, the good wine, to at last. In other words, He's saying, you didn't use the cheap Kmart wine. Right? This wine's good. It's actually good. This is the best wine. Usually they serve this at the beginning, but you're good. This is good stuff here. This is aged. Now, I don't know nothing about wine. You get to ask Joanne that. I don't know much about wine. I had to get that in. Amen. So, did Mary get the results? Did they get the results? Did the wise man get good results? What does that tell you? If you do the word, remember the word, and do it, you'll get good results. Every time. It's law. Faith is a law. It work every time. You can work it every time and get the same results. But you have to do what He says. It's not what you say. See, when I first got started, I thought, well, I'm gonna impress. I'm serious, but I hate to say it, but I thought if I take this step of faith, God's going to do some mighty things for me. But see, that was me thinking. That was me. God didn't tell me to do that. I thought, well, I'm going to take this step and I'm going to watch God do a great work. And it was crickets. Nothing happened. I'm thinking, well, what happened? Presumption. Yeah. I thought, well, if I do this. No, you have to. It's what He tells you to do. You always get good results if you do what He says. And don't reason it out, saints. Don't reason. Just do it. Live a life of obedience. Hallelujah.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.